Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sarah Mini Secret Show.
Wait
for
a minute.
Tuesday.
On. You were about to tell me you got done
April,
with our show yesterday.
2022.
And then you grabbed your phone.
Instead of Nikki today, it's Alex.
No,
who'll be joining
don't
us
try
on
it because I'm going to just keep going until you let
God.
This happen. So you left. We finished our show. We finished our podcast. You got downstairs and then you walked out into the streets and played Pokemon.
Well, I moved my car up because Bryn was parked in front of me. So I moved
and
up
I
so no one could park me.
I refused to go on a
Pokemon
walk with her.
Oh,
and
she asked you.
Of course. I asked
and you
her
said
day.
No.
Uh-huh. He doesn't want to.
Oh.
So I
didn't think you said no to
she's
her.
She's been trying to sell me Pokemon Go for like 3 weeks now.
Well, you used to be really into it with me.
I actually
you
like
know
the
what,
game.
Though? He's got the gout again.
Oh,
you
it
got
came,
gout
it
right
came
now?
Back this morning. I actually went to my dad's house at like 4 a.m.
And busted in and grabbed the medication.
Yeah. You woke him up?
No. I know exactly where his medicine cabinet is. And I saw the, it's called colchicine. It's the,
what did you do that brought it on?
I don't know, man. You know,
well,
what
you
did
do
you
know,
do?
Though. What did you eat that you know you're not supposed to eat?
Well, I had some whiskey the other day ago. And
you know whiskey's going to bring that
whiskey's
on.
Whiskey's not great. The alcohol, sugar, all that stuff isn't great. So I should have, but you know.
But you wanted whiskey.
No, it doesn't always come. That's the thing. Sometimes I can drink or
you
eat
know, do you remember
foods.
When you said, I forget what she had, but she'd go, I can't eat seeds.
Yeah.
It'll make me, I'll be in so much pain.
Remember, she actually burnt herself. She had those.
And then she would just turn around and eat seeds right. And be like, well, they're so good. Are they?
Are they good enough for you to burn the side of yourself with a heating pad?
I'm not walking around with a limp right now. I felt it this morning, so I went and got the medicine immediately. And so
I sat
far,
down at my
so
computer,
good.
And he writes. I gotta find it. It was like the first thing he wrote to me today. Was it on text or was it
on?
It
was on text. Like at 3:45 or 3:50.
Does your dad's gout has it gotten worse as he's gotten older, or that doesn't have an effect?
I think that he didn't take care of himself well. He doesn't really go with the modern medicine, you know. He kind of like doesn't believe in all the stuff that American science has
proven to be true,
has researched,
right?
You know, so his middle finger is stuck, swollen, big, always pointing out. So he walks around with a fat ass middle finger. It's like 3 times the size because it's
swollen. I
have
a friend who had that
wow.
on his pointer finger mm-hmm. when we were in high school.
It's like a dick finger.
I didn't. It was this. My friend had a dick finger in high school on this finger, and he had it. And he used to do this. He'd walk by and go, "Wow!" And it was. It felt like he got hit by a 2x4. The thing was so big.
Oh, so it wasn't painful.
Yeah, I bet you my dad's.
For
is
him,
painful,
I mean.
No, sure, he yeah. didn't feel it. No.
Yeah, I don't think your friend had
what,
gout.
No, I don't
sure.
think so either.
That's
but he had what
from,
you just
gout?
Said.
Gout. My dad has gout.
In his
hardcore.
Finger?
He has it everywhere.
And his finger's permanently swelled up?
Yeah.
Not just when he has the gout?
No, his
you
finger's
need to
permanently
give, you need to do whatever it takes to not get big. Penis fingers.
I am.
That's
yeah, that's
weird.
Why I got the medication. Medication works, but I haven't gotten
to 3:45 this morning. He goes, gout starting.
Oh, no.
I got it. You know what's funny? I was dreaming, and I was actually looking at real estate with Sarah in my dream. It's weird.
Yeah, he goes,
what in the hell?
He goes, just in the beginning stages, hopefully I can get some medication before it kicks in. I'm fine, though. It's just discomfort, not agonizing yet. I go, yet. Boo. He goes, yet. You were in all my dreams last night.
I had a few dreams. I think it's the Hawaii trip or something.
He goes, but we were looking at houses in Millbrae. We had such a good time.
Yeah, I even forgot the Millbrae part. See, it just escapes me. It's funny. I forgot about that. But I had my gout in my dream. Then I woke up, and I'm like, oh, it's right there. It's real life. God damn it. So I had to figure it out. Went through my medicine cabinet. Couldn't find the one that my neighbor gave me.
Did you guys do it in the dream?
No. What? No, I don't have sex dreams about Sarah.
You've never had a sex dream about Sarah?
No, I have not.
Never.
Are you saying you've had sex dreams about me, Vin?
Sure.
Oh.
Oh.
How was it?
I haven't, no.
You've never had
You know what? I will say, though, I don't have sex dreams.
I normally don't either, but that's, I mean, it's,
yeah, I don't have
you're
sex
saying
dreams.
You're in an open house, no one's around.
Mostly my
We're
dreams are about
at the house.
Real life. It's just like regular life. It's like regular things happen.
I have
happen.
Those two dumb
this
stuff.
This closet's shopping. Empty.
Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of live
it's
commercials.
It's weird that my pants
free.
Are off now.
I don't know.
Anyway.
You know, out of all of us, I think I'm the only one that worked in real estate, though, huh?
Yeah. Did you really? You, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Throwing parties at open houses is working
in
real estate?
I would say I worked in real estate.
I worked in real estate.
Okay.
That guy's got to be dead. He was so fucking stressed out. He was such a nightmare. This guy named Bernie. He was a real estate
dealer. Bernie the real estate dealer.
Bernie the real estate guy.
He was so, all he did, like, he's a dude who like, all he did was work. I think it ruined his marriage. So he was a divorcee guy and just, the whole house was set up to deal with his papers on countertops. Like, there was no one coming by to see, like, he...
Right.
He was always in his sock feet, working his ass off and crazy.
And sending children to hold open houses.
And I would go hold his open houses. I'd put up signs and then go hold the open house. But really, I'd just bring a 12-er and wait until the time had passed.
Oh. It's a perfect place to throw a party, you know?
Right.
Hey, guys, there's an awesome pool at this house I've got open today. Come on
Can
over.
I just say, though, that talking about my gout, that came because we're talking about walking around the city because Sarah was on Pokemon Go.
How fucking dare you go back? You
switch it over to me.
I can't believe you just brought that back up.
Call back.
Yeah. So, how's the Brazilian wife?
Oh!
She's doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
And she never heard about the hooker incident.
She never, you know what? I don't know. You know, she could have listened and been like, hey, we're just going to let this go.
No, she'd be too bad.
She would have at least asked. Yeah.
Let it go.
I'm wondering, like, is that something that I should be talking to her about?
You know what?
You might
I don't
as well.
Think so.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ruin everything. That'd be...
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, if you lied to her about it, you've got a problem.
No lying. It's just something that, you know, usually doesn't come up.
Do you think she's told you everything she's done?
Probably
her
not,
whole
yeah.
history? Hot
yeah,
chicks
it's
have
not like
histories.
You were with her.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. They weren't together and there's histories. I mean, look
Still
at Sarah.
Still, it is a hooker. That's significant.
The story Sarah tells will take your head clean off like the one yesterday. Oh my God.
What, just because I fucked someone for coke?
Well, yeah. I was driving home. Listen, I'm driving home and I'm thinking, how does that even come about? Do you show up and say to him, I got no money, but I'd be willing to?
I truly do not
or
remember.
Or did he say?
I knew the guy. I mean, I knew him well enough and he knew I liked coke and I think he might have offered the first time.
Oh, like, so the first time was, listen, you know.
And I called him back. I'm like, hey, I still don't have any money, but. Still got the poussée, the poussoir.
And how many times would you say you did him?
Twice. Two times.
That's it?
Yeah. That was, I mean, really, it was a very low point, frankly. It wasn't like I was into him.
No, I don't think that you were, but it is a shocking
it was a low
story.
Point, yeah. Yep.
It's interesting.
Former coke whore. Just add it to my resume. Put it on the long list of
and
things.
And he's the only guy you did for coke?
Yeah. I think so. I fucked a guy for a guitar once.
I know that
but he
story.
He was my ex-boyfriend.
Very.
Oh, that's
well,
much different.
He's like, please, just let me fuck you one more time. I'm like, all right, I want that guitar.
And that was your...
Yeah.
I'll do it, but I want
but
that.
But that...
And
he was the guy who was like, he wanted to, he was trying to squishify his hand so he could get his whole,
he wanted to fist you.
He wanted to do all kinds of, not really fist though, it was just he wanted to see if he could get his hand in.
Yeah, the whole hand is fisting, I think. I don't think you have to be in a fist shape. No, it's the whole hand.
Even if or is it you putting it in there and then you make a fist?
I don't understand. I guess I'm just not advanced enough. The things that guys think of.
I know.
And to even have the nads to ask. Like, I would expect any girl I'm with to go, okay, not only no, but get out.
Well, I was trashy, so I would do stuff.
Well, no, I don't think you are trashy. I think, no,
I guess feel like I was like, I'm down.
Lots of girls and guys do all the stuff that you're talking about. Yeah. It's, but me, as obsessed with sex as I am, you'd think that I would be the one doing this. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Is it here?
No, oh, no,
we're waiting on food. We're so
regular DJs.
We're
it's food.
So hungry all the time.
Don't feed the animals at the zoo. Yes. Or guess what happens?
20 minutes, guys.
All right, fine. Anyway, fine. I never ask stuff like that.
Yeah,
I just would never have thought. In fact, I expect.
I have three words written down here.
Is it Pokemon Go?
That's only two words, fool.
I know. I made it three.
What?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Three words. Just three words. Ebbs.
The
and. No, that's only two words. You guys.
Ebbs and flows. There's nothing to talk about other than we are not, in my relationship, I am not lucky as you are to have, I guess, just no issues ever.
I can't say never.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you just said it. We don't really
we
have
fight
that.
In a car.
Yeah, you
that
do.
Doesn't count.
We don't fight though.
No.
It is uncomfortable to be around us though when John's driving like shit.
He's not driving like
yes,
shit.
He is driving like shit, and I'm just trying to tell him how to do it
right. I was sitting there
the
whole fucking time. I'm like, Sarah, just come on. And then we took a fucking wrong turn. John and I sit there and have nightcaps again.
I got three words for you. Uber.
You are bad at counting.
All right, Uber, fuck off. How about that? There's three. I mean, come on.
I backseat drive Ubers too because I'm in the backseat and I'm looking. I go, I think you just took the wrong turn. Guy goes, oh, I think I did.
Mind your business. I'll get you there.
Yeah, but he did take the wrong turn.
Take in the sights. Relax.
Costs more when they take a wrong turn.
Well,
oh, does it?
Well, it takes longer. What do you think? It's a flat rate? It's not. Well,
isn't it?
No. It's how long it takes.
Doesn't it like say the amount it when you call for the Uber, it says $27 for an Uber X or a whatever price for this car, usually.
I don't even have an Uber app.
I don't think so. Because if you go make them go out of their way or go a different... Maybe that's like the estimate?
That's usually a taxi where
hey,
they take
do you
long
think
term.
There are people who get in an Uber and say, we want to fuck in your back seat while you're driving?
Yeah.
How much for that?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Well, I don't...
Have you done that?
I don't know about
oh
fucking...
Oh my God, Anita let you do that to her?
No, but I know some Uber friends that he tells me stories about.
And he's like...
Is it because they want to fuck in front of someone?
No, because they're coming from a nightclub.
Are they just...
Drunk.
They don't ask. They just start making out, and the next thing he knows,
he says,
there's juices
he
everywhere.
He says they ask, like, hey, can I do some cocaine in your car? And he's like, I don't care. You know, and they'll be doing a bunch of fucking drugs.
I'd be more likely to let someone fuck in the car than I would to have them break out lines. Jesus.
He's just minding his business.
Like,
you know?
Cut one for me. Put it up here. I would never.
That would be you.
No.
Yes. Clearly.
See, look. Do you see how it says Uber X, Uber XL, all that right there?
Yeah, it gives a price.
It gives an exact price of what it's supposed to cost. And you can tip
them sure
too.
That's a roundup because honestly, if they take a wrong turn or you ask for
another
stop.
Well, they're not a taxi. They don't have like
a meter.
A meter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do they?
I don't know.
No, they don't have a meter.
I don't know how it works. Mm-mm.
It's all based app-based.
But what if you ask them to stop at the bank?
So a wrong turn would definitely take longer, but it doesn't appear like it would cost more.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't cost more. Mm-mm.
But I don't know. I don't have the app.
I've always thought that it was a set rate. And they'll say it's surging right now, so it's way more. And
yeah,
you have to accept
that
price for
you
know three times the amount.
You know, we took an Uber on, was it Friday night, the show?
Oh, yeah, Friday night.
We took an Uber to the show.
For Sarah Darling and Julie Lavery.
And I realized that not only did I have to re-download the app and re-sign up for all this stuff, I mean, it had been 2+ years since I'd been in an Uber.
Oh,
like, right. Mm.
And the guy goes, right. We all go walking out to the car like it's nothing. And he goes, where are your masks?
Oh, good for him.
I'm like, we're going to go get them right now.
Good for him.
Yeah, get a mask on. And...
yeah, get your mask. Well, I'm not going to all you now, mouth
breathers.
Was that
before they dropped the mask mandate?
This was Friday.
So I forget when they dropped it. I
it's
know
up
last
to him.
Week,
last, he can
oh,
just
I
say.
See. He can say.
Well, yeah. I need you to wear a mask.
He's allowed.
I remember last Friday I was going to take the BART, and that was when they dropped the mask mandate on BART, and I was getting a little nervous about that, but luckily I had my kid take me. My kid chauffeured me around.
Oh, yeah, good for
my
you.
Kid came.
And there's the whiskey, everyone, right?
Well, that was just beer.
We didn't get fucked up on Friday. Trying to keep it together for the kids. Yeah, you know, I don't like to be out in public all trashed.
I don't like to get shit-faced at home.
Hawaii. I know, I like to get shit-faced at home, it's true. Or at a friend's house. But we Ubered in, the four grown-ups, and then Riley and his girlfriend, his best friend, Jesse, they drove our car in later and parked it.
Oh, and took you home.
Then we had a car to go home in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Anyway, I there's nothing to say. We do not enjoy as smooth a seas as you seem to, and it is a fucking distraction. I hate it, but it's part of the deal. Like and part of the reason I share it is I like to think most relationships
are
like that. Like, I just think that, you know, and I'm a baby because I thought something distracts me and I feel like.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm trying to focus on this one thing I do every day, and I got this annoying, unsettled feeling when things aren't cool, and it makes me get like, fuck this.
I'll tell you what the difference is between me and you is that John didn't work after we had kids. The end.
Right. No, there's no question that is a huge part of the problem.
I definitely feel like if we both had to get up for work, no matter how early or whatever time, and we had to deal with you deal with layers upon layers of things when one person isn't there to just go, yeah, I'm home all day, I got it, I'll put them to bed, I'll get them up, I'll get them to school. Mm. You know, we didn't have to deal with that. And that stuff is massively stress-inducing.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's the, she wants to exercise, I want to exercise. She's got a million friends. She's busy with her friends, too. Like, oh, I can help you with that. She's that chick. And I always look at her like, no, you can't. We don't have time to take a shit, much less go help those people.
You went surfing 2 days ago.
It just gets really, it's ridiculous. So, yeah,
well,
there's definitely.
Things become very tit for tat because when two people have full-time jobs and responsibilities and you've got these kids that need to be taken care of, it becomes, I'm stealing this amount of time. Well,
yeah.
then I'm stealing this amount of time.
Right. You know, last Friday when I went out with you, Anita's like, just let you know I'm going out next Friday with my friend. I'm like, what? Like, immediately she had that lined up.
Tip
and I guess she was waiting for the opportunity to tell me that you're going to be at home with the baby. I'm like, oh, God.
Just so you know, nothing for you next Friday.
11:30.
Well, then, you know, the move is, Mom, hi, I need you this Friday, if you don't mind. Like, well, anyway, it's not really that I'm trying to bitch about it, but we definitely have that, and it's hard. And it distracts me from this, which is anything that just, like, gets in under your skin, you're just like,
You know, though, on the plus side, you do both have your own shit going on. And there are definitely relationships where one person is staying home and their entire life is the kid and the house. And and then they're so craving grown-up conversation that it's a wicked problem for the person who's out and just trying to have... They are out and they feel guilty for leaving the house and they come home and now this person wants to tell all about the fucking dirty diapers and shit and...
There's nothing to tell. I got it. Kids take dumps.
Massive. You can't
believe.
Sucks
to be there for that.
The old elephant dump. Hey, this is a story. I saved it for here because I thought that this would be a better place to talk about it. Lea Michele. She's the main chick from Glee.
She's the one who got in a lot of trouble, didn't she?
She was accused of being a cunt on set. And,
to anybody that wasn't important.
It has blown over big time. She did a...
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, there's a documentary called Spring Awakening, Those You Know.
What?
Spring Awakening, Those You've Known. It's a 15-year anniversary of Lea, this guy Jonathan Groff. Can you pull up a picture of Jonathan Groff to show Vinny?
Sure.
He's a gay guy. And they did on Broadway for a long time. There you go. This show called Spring Awakening.
Okay.
And it's a singing show. Surprise. And May 3rd on HBO, this documentary about it comes out.
So she's a good singer.
Oh, she's a great singer.
Why doesn't she put out music?
She has had 207 hits.
I know from Glee, but that show's been gone 10 years now.
You know, I wonder if she's back on Broadway and does that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I don't doubt that she has albums, and we just didn't care.
That's just not our thing. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
So Jonathan is gay, and this is part of the stories. They are very close friends,
okay.
Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff. And at one point, they were talking, and he was saying, I don't know anything about a woman's vag.
Oh, he's never been with a woman.
I've never seen one. I don't know what all the parts are. I don't know where this clitoris that everyone keeps talking about is. I don't know anything about it.
It's
and
been
so
such
Lea
a
said,
hyper focus in my life since I'm 12.
You could have drawn him a picture. So Lea goes, Lea says, well, let me show you.
So she
best friend
spreads
so she
her legs,
sits on a desk, legs up. Gets a light, shines it on.
Whoa!
Shows all, points to all the various...
I've never even saw that like that before. Like with a light
Maybe
shining
you should
straight
ask.
At it.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, no. Like full doctor.
Yeah.
You never had the lights fully on?
No, I had like this, but we're talking about a flashlight, like really bright
like
on your...
Like one of those doctor beams
yeah, like,
that you have
I've
on your
never
forehead.
Had that, like the full inspection.
That's, you know what, one of
so
the mistakes
done that.
I made.
Light, full inspection.
Not like full inspection, but I did realize.
Alex, look at that shitting grin.
Never
light.
Done a full inspection.
But look, I'll tell you something. So many times I've, with a girlfriend or whatever, we're having sex and I eat her pussy, whatever. And then later I'll be like, I fucking kept my motherfucking eyes closed. I'm kissing her.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm into it. I guess I'm just kissing her or something. But no, later I went, you got to open your eyes. You got to really take in the sights. I mean, how often do you get to? So I learned.
How funny.
Quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm just into it, I guess. I don't know, but I was a young boy. I didn't know what to do. I mean, you don't open your
That's
eyes
how
when
you
you're.
Do it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
She's making the
with
the
two hands pulling it apart.
Pulling the curtains apart.
Yikes. Anyway, I have absolutely, I do enjoy the sights. Men are very, extremely visual.
Mm-hmm. You know what I do is I turn my flashlight on in the room and I put it like this so that there's light.
So there's some light in there, right.
Because she doesn't like the light on and I like the light on.
So she wouldn't let you go, let me have a look.
I know, I've never tried that. And I'm more than happy to. I would love to, actually.
Oh, why don't you?
So, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is not... I'm not trying to get into personally about Anita specifically.
This is what we talk about. Sure.
But has she ever sent you or let you take a picture?
We don't do pictures.
You've never taken a picture of her pussy?
She sent
How do you jack off thinking about her pussy if you don't have a picture of her pussy?
No, I jack off to fucking Pornhub. That's what I jack off to. I don't jack off to Anita's pictures. She doesn't send me naked pictures.
Well, I understand that, but pictures? You've never said, listen, I really want to take a couple pictures of you before we do it tonight. I just want to...
I think about that all the time. But
you've got to ask her.
I feel like she's too reserved to even want to do that. And so I don't want to put her in that position.
Let me tell you something.
I don't care for it that much. I love it live.
I understand. I'm just going to say this if anyone else is in a similar situation. I can't get my wife to send pictures. She just doesn't.
Mm.
It's not something she thinks about.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to. I've brought it up 1,000 times. I've given up on that. But she will... She will let me take pictures. So that's where I've gone like, okay, well, if she's good with it, then I'm going to do that. And I've got very good photos, like well lit and exactly what I need to see.
I don't trust myself with it. Like, I wouldn't. There's too many.
What do you mean, Jesus?
I'm synced to way too many clouds. I'm afraid of that. Like, sometimes I'll take a bunch of pictures, and I have no nudes in my phone, by the way. I just don't. I'm not of myself, not of anybody else.
But you're
else.
Taking pictures of your dick.
Never.
Never?
Mm. Never taken a photo of
I've
your
I've never
cock?
Taken a picture of my dick, no.
Alex, do you have a bunch of pictures of your dick and
I
your wife's
don't,
pussy?
But I have,
your...
No, I don't have that, but I mean, I have stuff, but...
Like, what kind,
stuff.
Of, like what kind of stuff?
A picture of your asshole?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean stuff?
I don't have any pictures of her like that close up, but I do have pictures of her. And it was an effort to kind of get it going. I have to take
What about
well.
Your own cock?
I don't. I think see. I deleted
it. Well, they don't even ask for it. So you sort of start to go like, well, if you don't need it, what's the point, right?
What I was getting to is that I have... like taking pictures of everything, like, you know, random things that you send to people, and they show up on my Amazon Alexa or my Google phone.
Oh,
it just pops up.
Oh,
everywhere.
You
I'm like,
well,
you
that
don't
out,
log that in. You,
yes,
did,
no,
you let
no,
your
you
wife put her photos up
I
there, and
know.
Then your photos aren't a problem.
Right, but or you just don't take pictures and you keep jerking off to Pornhub,
geez.
Right?
Jeez.
That solves that problem.
I don't know.
I wonder how many times that's happened to people, though. Like, the Alexa.
A million,
with,
probably.
With the, yeah, with the. With,
a million.
I mean. That has to be
the hardest lesson.
Because your kids are sitting there at dinner.
Mom,
whose pussy is that?
Oh, there's your face.
Oh, it's yours. Is that where I came from? Is that a picture so I can see where I came from?
I'm sure it's happened a lot because
that's awful. I'd like stories about that. Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah. All right. Send those pics.
Anyway, so Jonathan Groff, she gave him
the
net.
Back to the... So she showed him...
She showed him the
all
hole.
The stuff.
She pulled it all apart.
And did he make barf noises like Scott Caporo does?
No, she
or?
Just got a desk lamp and gave him an anatomy lesson, and that was that.
And he didn't like it?
Well, he didn't fuck it or anything.
What? Oh. But, I mean, it didn't awaken anything inside him.
I don't believe it did.
All right.
No, I think that he remained... He stayed gay. She didn't turn him...
Listen, I know, I told you, I mean, I'm not trying to say all gay men also like women, but my agent is a married guy to a man, they've been together forever, but he's told me through conversation, because I ask everybody everything, of course, I'm such a pain in the ass, nobody can just have lunch, Vin's gotta grill him, but he was like,
talking.
I used to love fucking girls,
oh,
and I'm like, what? Tell me more about that. What do you mean? He's like, well, I mean, I'm married to a guy, but it doesn't mean I'm dead. I loved fucking women. And I'm like, but I don't get it.
So he's bi?
I don't know how he would classify himself other than a gay married guy.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of sex with women and he said he loved it.
Huh. He just didn't fall in love with a woman.
I guess. Mm. which would make him whatever.
Well, guys are horny, so he's just like, well, if a girl will do it, then I'll do it with her. If a guy will do it, I'll do it with him.
Guys will fuck anything.
Equal opportunity. Uh-huh. Guys
but they
will,
won't,
in fact,
because
fuck
I do think that many guys, if it were as simple as that, would hang with guys because there's a compatibility factor there.
We can watch football afterwards, have a big fat sandwich, and then you can suck my dick later.
You know, similar sex drives. There's not that, oh, that again. Well, if I have to. Sarah.
What? I don't say it like that. I go, how's this happening? Oh, that thing's awake. Okay.
You're making the poo-poo face. Yeah.
Anyway, she also says she'll have a baby for him if he wants.
Oh.
Like that she would carry a baby for him. That's wow. It's good. As a gay man, it's got to feel good to like be able to get a surrogate. She would be a surrogate for him.
Well, she says so, but her... I know. Movie star body will probably say no if it ever actually comes up.
Well, she's had kids.
She has?
She says, I love being pregnant. It's so much fun.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know. They're really close, I guess.
Damn.
Is she a married lady?
This is Leah Michelle. That she is. Remember she...
I thought her boyfriend killed himself.
That was years ago, though. You know how long ago that was? I mean, it's actually...
Well, this is the first time I've heard her name in 10 years. That's why I've asked so many questions.
Leah Michelle... ex-boyfriend.
And in fact, the last thing I heard about her was all that negative stuff about how she treats people on the set.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was a black lady who said that chick's racist or something like that.
Corey Monteith. Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah. There were all kinds of allegations that she treated her
like
she's
just dismissive of me as if I'm not someone who deserved her attention.
Corey Monteith. I want to say he killed himself.
Yeah, I thought so.
And then it looks like she... I actually think she's married.
She married some dude named Zandy.
Zandy?
2019.
Fucking Zandy?
What's wrong with Zandy?
It's a weird name.
Come on. Who knows what kind of...
Well, it sounds like they just misspelt Sandy. Kind of like how Musette ended up being Usette, right? Isn't that the story? Do I have it wrong?
No, you have it right. Oh, okay. It's the funniest goddamn thing. Somebody's going to name their kid Musette, and they go, oh, we wrote Usette. And then, yeah, that's fine.
He left out the M, but fuck? That's fine.
No, I'm going to need you to put the letter
I'm
on
gonna
there.
I'm going to need Musette. But whatever, it worked out. You know, she was very defensive about it.
Anyway,
we're done.
All right.
We are.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Does that mean the
time
food
does fly.
In?
Yeah,
I'm thinking the food's here.
Food's on the way up.
So hungry.
Just focus for a second.
On what?
On finishing the show?
The end.
The end.
The end. Thank you.